Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, gather around the radio. It's time now for another installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. My name is Michael Harrison. It's my privilege to serve as anchor of the program. It's an ensemble show with lots of good people involved. Its host and its founder is Carol Marx. Carol Marx is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues, and she's a champion in the battle against ageism. On today's program, she'll be talking with an eminent physician, Dr. William H. Harris, orthopedic surgeon, founder and director emeritus of the Massachusetts General Hospital Harris Orthopedics Laboratory. Harris is recognized for performing the world's first successful total hip replacement in a patient with a total congenital dislocation of the hip. That's coming up in the second half of the program. Let's jump into it right now, though, with Carol Marx in conversation with another eminent physician, Dr. Stephen Maisley, physician, nutritionist, trained chef, and author. He is the author of the book, The Better Brain Solution, How to Start Now, at Any Age, to Reverse and Prevent Insulin Resistance of the Brain, Sharpen Cognitive Function, and Avoid Memory Loss, published by Knopf Press.
Now, Dr. Maisley, for over 20 years, you've been a practicing cardiologist. Can you tell us how the sudden illness of your stepfather helped motivate you to undertake studying the connection between the brain and the effect of the level of one's blood sugar on it? What happened to your stepfather, and what did he say to you when he was dying? It was so moving.
Wow. So, yeah, my father was a physician. He was almost never home. My parents ended up divorced, and I ended up with this wonderful guy for a stepdad, Chuck Odegaard. And he was a state park director initially and became a national park director. And he was a wonderful guy. I'm really glad he married my mom. And almost a day after he retired, he got chest pain, angina. They took him to the hospital. They did a procedure where they put a catheter up his leg. They went to his heart to take a look, and it knocked loose a big piece of plaque. He immediately had this massive stroke. He was demented. He couldn't remember anything. He was lost. 24/7, he was lost in a condo. So instead of a wonderful retirement with my mom that he had planned, he ended up completely disabled. And this was for me. Here I am, a physician. You know, I'd had many patients who've had, you know, memory loss and dementia before, but I'd never seen firsthand how it affected the whole family and how hard it was on my mom. And he was dying. He was in a coma. And I came back, and no one thought he would be able to know I was even there. But he sat up, and he took me by the hand, and he said, "Don't let this happen to others." And I promised him I wouldn't, and I've worked really hard for over 20 years to help prevent heart disease and prevent memory loss so that people don't have to go through that. And now I can say I have a program where people come to my clinic and we assess how they age and we look at their artery plaque and brain function. And our average patient that honestly is getting younger every year, they're fitter, mentally sharper, mentally quicker, and preventing heart disease and memory loss. So I really feel grateful that Chuck made me promise him that 20 years ago.
Very moving story. Now, not only are you a physician and researcher, but you're also a nutritionist. How much training do nutritionists get in medical school, and why is that such an important topic for doctors to know about?
Well, we didn't get any nutrition training in medical school. I mean, there was a four-hour elective, but most of that had to do with, like, starving children in Africa. So I had to do all this learning on my own. You know, I went back basically while working as a physician. I went back to school and studied really hard and read articles and did research on how nutrition impacts memory and heart disease. And so I put a huge commitment in. Now I'm a fellow with the American College of Nutrition. I've co-chaired national, international meetings on nutrition and health. So I think nutrition is essential. I mean, otherwise, if all we want to offer our patients is drugs and surgery, I think that's too much our paradigm. We need to do more to say, what choices could you eat? What food could you eat that would nourish your brain, heart, and soul? And you wouldn't need all these drugs, and you wouldn't need that surgery. And I'm a really strong believer that if we really used nutrition on a daily basis, we would get rid of most of the diseases we face today.
And another thing, as a physician, and I think it's still true today, most people don't go to the doctor until they really have, you know, some strong symptoms. And so all a physician can do is try to treat the symptoms, but really nothing about preventing it. And that's what how your book is so helpful, because it talks about the strong connection between sugar levels, heart health, and what I had never realized, brain health. So how can you find out the level of someone's mental sharpness as well as if they have dementia?
Well, we have a quiz in the Better Brain Solution, a quiz you can take to kind of assess how is your brain doing. So a simple quiz helps. In my clinic, we do cognitive testing on a computer. We measure brain speed and processing speed. So I can identify someone 10 to 20 years before they get dementia and do steps to prevent that and try things to improve. And we know that the average person follows our five-step Better Brain Solution program, that we see an amazing 25 to 30% improvement in brain processing speed and brain performance. So we've actually proven with randomized trials that if you add the right steps, you add the right foods, you can improve your brain and prevent memory loss. And we need to be doing much more of that. So I'm really glad you're asking.
And your book has so much helpful information in it. And some of it has to do with the origins of memory loss. And, for example, I was totally floored to learn what damage a single severe head trauma can do. So what can it do?
Well, when you injure your brain, like you get a concussion, you know, like these football players that have concussions or soccer players, I mean, they're injuring many brain cells. So over time, we age and we lose brain cells. Our brains shrink. But if you have a concussion early on, you've already lost a bunch of brain cells. You don't have that reserve. So it's far more important for people, if they've had a concussion, they owe it to themselves to take better care of their brain and prevent shrinkage. Don't wait till it's shrunk and it's too late. I mean, and sadly, I think a lot of people are procrastinators. They don't do something until they've got end-stage problems. But with your brain, that's a really bad plan, because you're literally waiting till your brain is shrunk and you can't do anything about it. No. Take steps today, immediately. Who doesn't want a better brain? I think everybody should want to be mentally sharper, quicker, less forgetful, and more productive. So let's do something about it now and prevent things like for people who've had head trauma so that they can prevent memory loss later in life.
Stephen Massley, MD, in conversation with our host, Carol Marks. He's the author of The Better Brain Solution, How to Start Now at Any Age to Reverse and Prevent Insulin Resistance of the Brain, Sharpen Cognitive Function, and Avoid Memory Loss, published by Knopf Press. We'll have more conversation between Dr. Massley and Carol Marks when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues right here in just a moment.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career: Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, behind the scenes with newsers, schmoozers, boozers, and losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
Do you have pain from arthritis in your knees? It's no wonder. Osteoarthritis affects 1 in 2 adults. That's 50% of us in our lifetime will suffer from arthritis knee pain. If you're covered by Medicare or within 90 days of turning 65, we can help relieve your knee pain. Call right now and see how you can get a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. 800-368-6704. 800-368-6704. At the Health Alert Hotline, we have consultants ready to help you learn how an easy-to-wear knee brace can help stop the pain so you can be active again. And after we work with Medicare to get you approved, you can get our high-quality pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Alert Hotline right now for free shipping and to learn more. 800-368-6704. 800-368-6704. That's 800-368-6704.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269.
Continuing now with A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's continue now with our conversation between our host, Carol Marks, and Dr. Stephen Masley, author of The Better Brain Solution.
Now, in your book, you talk about the damaging effects that elevated blood sugar can have on our cardiac health, but you also talk a lot about insulin resistance, which can cause arterial plaque and the damage it can do to the brain. So what is insulin resistance, and what is arterial plaque, and what can they do to decrease brain function? Because I think a lot of people don't actually know what insulin resistance is all about.
Carol, that's a really good question, because 50% of all baby boomers today, 50% have insulin resistance, and they're high risk for memory loss, Alzheimer's disease, and heart disease. So what is insulin resistance? Insulin's the hormone that tells your cells to store energy. So when you eat refined carbs like bread, crackers, rice, potatoes, your sugar levels soar. Your insulin pushes that energy, that sugar, into the cell and stores it away. But when the cell is full, what if you eat cereal for breakfast, a sandwich for lunch, crackers for a snack, and potatoes for dinner? You fill up your cells. They can't store any more energy, so they become insulin resistant. But here's the tragedy. When brain cells become insulin resistant, they turn off. It's like a shut-off switch. When you eat too much sugar, you literally turn off your brain. So you're more forgetful. You walk into a room, you don't know why you're there. You forget someone's name. You can't find your cell phone. That's what happens with insulin resistance, is your brain gets turned off. And if it persists, then your brain cells start to die and your brain starts to shrink. So 50% of people have insulin resistance today, if they're baby boomers, and they're shrinking their brains, and we can stop that. We can make them feel fantastic and give them their brain function back.
Now, you have a really wonderful GTO program in your book to help people reverse or avoid insulin resistance and stop their cognitive decline. And it includes five pillars. And the first is brain-boosting diet. And then the others are getting comprehensive nutrients, exercise, stress management, and avoiding specific damaging toxins. So starting with the first, the brain-boosting diet. Three of the top 12 things that you recommend, the first one is green leafy and highly pigmented vegetables like beets. Why are they at the top of the list?
They're really important. If people eat one cup of green leafy vegetables a day, their brain is 11 years younger than someone who doesn't eat them. So these are foods, those pigments, those colorful pigments, block damage to the brain. They block oxidation. That's brain injury. They provide the nutrients the brain needs. So that's colorful vegetables and fruit and berries and dark chocolate. These are essential foods for our brain, and when we eat them, we protect our brain from aging and we improve our brain performance.
Now, you also in your book say that broccoli is a particularly healthy vegetable. Is there any reason why?
Well, one, it counts as green pigment, so you're protecting your brain. Two, it has that all the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli included, have these enzymes that help fight cancer. So every time you eat broccoli, you're fighting cancer, you're improving your blood sugar control, you're protecting your brain, and you're helping your heart. So it's broccoli and kale and spinach. These are like super fantastic foods that are really nutritious. So my goal is to help create recipes that are easy to make, simple to prepare, and wonderful, that taste fantastic. So I want to help people have delicious, easy-to-make food with foods like broccoli you just mentioned that a lot of people like. It's just how do you make it quick, easy, and delicious? That's the tool. That's the trick.
And
the Better Brain
Solution shows
you how to
next.
Do that.
But I also have to ask you about something I really didn't realize, and that is potatoes are not good for you. And I always thought, you know, a baked potato was healthy.
Well, a baked potato actually gives you more sugar than eating a bowl of sugar.
That's amazing.
So if it's your birthday, I'd say live it up and go for the baked potato. But on a regular day, I'd eat the broccoli or the black beans or have berries or have beets or carrots or other things instead. So that's really the keys to the Better Brain Solution, what foods to add, what to avoid, so that you can have a better brain. And I think everybody wants a better brain. It's just getting the right information, and this book helps them do that.
Yeah, one of the things that I really was so impressed with was that in the back of your book, you have 50 recipes that you put together and tested after a chef internship at the Four Seasons restaurant in Seattle, and all the recipes are easy to prepare, gluten-free vegetable options and seafood and meat. And being a curious talk show host, how did you get interested in cooking and coming up with recipes that would help your patients and readers prevent illnesses and get healthier?
Well, Carol, for years I've been working with groups of people to reverse heart disease, memory loss, diabetes. And what my patients in those groups told me is they don't need information. They just want a good shopping list, what to buy, and recipes that are easy to make with foods that's delicious so they can cook it. And if I can give them delicious food and show them how to get it at the store, how to make it so it's easy, that's all they needed. So I've been writing recipes in my books ever since, and I'm really proud of the recipes in the Better Brain Solution. I think they're terrific.
And one of the things I like so much about your recipes is the fact that you say, you know, how long it takes to prepare them and how long it takes to cook them, because that is very, very helpful. Now,
well, yeah, I think it's only fair. You can't ask someone, unless it's Thanksgiving, you can't be asking people to spend hours in the kitchen. It's just not going to happen.
Now, unfortunately, the time for our interview is winding down, so our listeners, we're going to have to get your book to find very helpful sections that discuss what the good fats are and what the bad toxins are. What are some of the good fats and what are the bad fats?
Well, like olive oil, nuts, wild salmon, and yeah, you're right. All of those are listed in the book, and they can find the book wherever books are sold, anywhere, any online, any store, wherever you go, you'll find the Better Brain Solution.
And when it comes to cooking oil, what do you recommend we use? Because there's so many on the market.
Well, yeah, I really like cooking with avocado oil because it tolerates heat. Other nut oils, and I use extra virgin olive oil only really for low-heat cooking or salads. I don't cook at high heat with it. But all of that information is in the Better Brain Solution, so people know what kind of oils. That's really essential to making your food healthy for your brain and delicious, is knowing what to cook with and what to use at different temperatures, and that makes a huge difference. It makes it actually easy and fun.
That's medical doctor Stephen Masley. His book is titled The Better Brain Solution, How to Start Now at Any Age to Reverse and Prevent Insulin Resistance of the Brain, Sharpen Cognitive Function, and Avoid Memory Loss, published by Knopf Press. The interview is conducted by the host and founder of our program, Carol Marks. Coming up next, Carol's going to talk to the author of Vanishing Bone, Conquering a Stealth Disease Caused by Total Hip Replacements. Her guest is William H. Harris, M.D., one of the world's leading experts on hip replacement surgery. That's coming up next when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues right here on this great talk radio station in just a moment. Hi, this is Michael Harrison. I hope you're enjoying this installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, and finding it to be a meaningful listening experience. This wonderful little weekend program has been on the radio across America in one form or another for more than 20 years. Its mission is to provide mature Americans with information and content about aging to help them cope with the nonstop challenges of life during these hectic modern times. We're talking about health, finances, relationships, and plain old fun. Whether it's learning about the latest technology and social norms, or fondly remembering yesterday's arts and entertainment, A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, is dedicated to serving that gigantic segment of the population so sadly ignored by most of today's popular media. Founded and hosted by a truly great lady, Carol Marks, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the ongoing battle against ageism, this program is geared to what has commonly been referred to as the sandwich generation. Baby boomers who are coping with such challenges as still supporting their adult children while caring for their elderly parents. It's my honor and privilege to be associated with Carol Marks and be a part of her mission to support, defend, and inspire today's generation of what she lovingly calls seasoned citizens. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, online at www.atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. And right here on this great radio station every weekend. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Michael Harrison here. Those of you who follow talk radio and are interested in what goes on behind the scenes might also know me as the publisher of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication that serves the talk media industry. We cover the talk show business as it exists on radio, television, and the Internet. I often have the opportunity to speak about these media as a guest on radio and TV talk shows or comment on industry developments in newspapers and magazines. For the past 2 years, I've also hosted a weekly podcast that delves into the media in general and focuses on the rapid changes, not only in radio, but all of communications technology. Changes that I believe are contributing to rewiring the human nervous system. Computers, social media, and all the different platforms of instantaneous communications that define the new digital age are combining to actually accelerate our evolution as a species. Sound pretty far out? Well, it is. As a matter of fact, the name of this podcast series is Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. Each week, I interview an outstanding personality from the world of radio or any number of its related fields in the arts, sciences, entertainment, politics, or academia. It's available to download, and you can subscribe to it at absolutely no charge whatsoever at iTunes or at the website www.upcloseandfarout.com. Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. Just a click away on your computer or mobile device. Visit iTunes or www.upcloseandfarout.com. Make Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison a weekly podcast listening experience. Thank you. This week on the Michael Harrison Interview, our guest is Ben Domenech, the publisher of The Federalist.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Here again is our host and founder, Carol Marks, in conversation with Dr. William H. Harris. Dr. Harris is one of the leading hip replacement surgeons in America. As a matter of fact, he's recognized for performing the world's first successful total hip replacement in a patient with a total congenital dislocation of the hip. He's the founder and director emeritus of the Massachusetts General Hospital Harris Orthopedics Laboratory. He's written the book Vanishing Bone, Conquering a Stealth Disease Caused by Total Hip Replacements.
Now, for 40 years, or over 40 years really, total hip replacement, which was invented in 1962, had dramatically reversed severe arthritis of the hip. But doctors were baffled by the number of holes that occurred and caused tragic and often drastic changes in the tissue and bone in the femur. The longest bone in the body that happens to lie next to the replaced artificial hip, and that in turn caused patients after several years to experience extreme pain in walking. So can you tell our listeners about your first patient, Peter, who had this mysterious disease, 7 years after his hip replacement. And what did his x-ray show you?
Well, it was really astonishing. He was a very facile and very handsome plaintiff's attorney from the West Coast who was completely disabled 7 years after his total hip replacement because of extensive destruction of the bone of his femur, the upper part of his thigh bone. And I had never seen anything like this except from circumstances of cancer. And it was a total surprise and very alarming. We carefully studied all aspects of his health care, and he had no cancer in his body. And finally, we got some tissue. We did a biopsy, and surprisingly, there was no cancer. But instead, there were a very massive collection of one of the body's defense cells. Now,
and
why
they're called microphages, I guess. What are they, and what was so unusual about finding them in the femur bone? And I guess they were in really huge numbers. What do they do?
This is an unusual cell. It's called a macrophage. And it's part of the body's defense system. All tissues have a few macrophages in them, but if there's trouble in the body of a certain type, such as an infection, the macrophages will actually travel to the site of trouble. And they're quite good at restoring things. For example, they can defeat certain bacteria. They can remove cells that have died. They're very good as scavengers. And why there should be a huge collection of macrophages around a total hip, and why there should be bone destruction around this total hip implant was a complete mystery. At first we thought it was rare, but in fact, as time went by, it became far more common, and eventually around the world afflicted 1 million people.
Wow.
And it would lead to fractures, or it would lead to the prosthesis becoming loose, and the patient would be completely disabled with pain.
Now, I found what was really interesting was the part in your book where you talked about the work of Dr. Hans Willard, who was a pathologist, and he observed something about the cell eaters, those macrophages, and he discovered that they ate tiny particles of bone cement, and that led to the destruction of bone. And then did this lead to the development of cementless hip replacements? But what surprised me was that you then found out that wasn't the only thing that was causing the destruction of the bones in the femur and hurting the hip replacements, because I would think that eating the cement cells was bad enough.
Well, yes. This is exactly right. We had no idea for the longest time what was causing this. And it was a compelling mystery and a substantial disaster for many people. And what Willard showed was that sometimes the bone cement, which is a plastic material used to hold the pieces to the skeleton, sometimes that would fragment, and the tiny fragments were what the macrophages were trying to eliminate. That was a severe problem, but we could work at that by changing the way we did total hip surgery. And instead of using bone cement, worked out ways so that bone would actually grow into the prosthesis and fix it to the skeleton that way. So we thought we had solved the problem. And then we had the second shock because we then saw the same disease in patients who did not have any bone cement. Now, we had to find another reason for the macrophages to be there. And it turned out that they were there to try to get rid of tiny particles of wear from the joint itself. And the joint consisted of a plastic layer, which we used to replace the cartilage, and then a metal ball that rubbed against the plastic. There was tiny fragments of the plastic were worn. The macrophages came to get rid of them as well.
Dr. William H. Harris, in conversation with Carol Marks. He's the author of Vanishing Bone, Conquering a Stealth Disease Caused by Total Hip Replacements. More conversation between Dr. Harris and Carol Marks coming up when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, and Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Here again is Carol Marks in conversation with Dr. William H. Harris.
Now, a fortunate accidental discovery from autopsy reports I read in your book on hip replacements led scientists then to realize they had to develop an entirely different type of polyethylene or plastic. What's it called, and how is it different from the original polyethylene that had been used, and how successful has it been?
This is the fascinating part of resolution of this mystery. Since we found out that the macrophages were reacting to tiny particles, now we needed a plastic that didn't wear. And so we were puzzled by how to make a better plastic. We didn't know. We didn't have a theory of making the plastic better until we had done some electron microscopic studies on the plastic after it had been in the body and used in gait. It turns out that the act of walking physically changed the arrangement of the molecules in the plastic. This is rather astonishing. Simply by walking back and forth, those forces on the plastic changed the molecular arrangement of the molecules in the plastic. That was an astonishing observation. Nobody had anticipated that would be true. But if that were so, maybe we could make a better plastic by preventing this movement of the molecules because of GATE. The question then was, how could we do that? So I turned to a friend at MIT and asked him if his work on understanding molecular structure would allow him to prevent this migration of the molecules. And his answer was short and wonderful. He said, sure, he could do that. And he did it by beaming electron beam irradiation onto the plastic, and that bound one molecule to the next, or in scientific terms, it is called cross-linking. It links one molecule to the next. So once we had the molecules cross-linked, they no longer could move. Then we tested this new material in a hip simulator, a machine that replicates what the hip does.
24 hours a day it did. That was amazing that you were able to invent that. And that really was able to prove that that it could wear so well over time. And one of the things I found fascinating about polyethylene that I never knew, this plastic, that it could change shape. If it was heated, it could turn into water, but if it was left to cool, it would turn back to its original shape, and I never heard of anything else being able to do that.
This is also really fascinating, and the term we use for this is shape memory. There are a few substances, some plastics and some metals, that you can deform, and then if you heat them and let them cool again, they go back to their original shape. Isn't that fascinating?
It surely is.
And the cross-linked polyethylene has that property.
Now, what today is the average length of life for hip replacement, and do you think we'll see an increase in the number of years they function well in the future?
Yes, there's no question about that. The fact that we have worked out the cross-linked polyethylene, and I should say that cross-linked polyethylene in the United States is now used in about 98% of all total hip replacements. In doing this, the wear has been dramatically reduced, and now we no longer see cases where massive bone destruction has taken place. And because of that, the total hip replacements are lasting a lot longer than they used to. For many, many patients, they now will last as long as the patient lasts. And that's really great.
That is wonderful. Now, I wanted to ask you, what other innovations do you predict for the future of hip replacement? For instance, might we see the use of antibiotics in cross-linked polyethylene when it's used in replacing hips?
Yes, there are two very exciting avenues of development that are very promising indeed. One is to actually add antibiotics to the cross-linked polyethylene, and that would reduce the number of infections. Infections are uncommon these days, but when they occur, it's a serious, serious problem. And antibiotics in the polyethylene would help reduce that number even further. Along the same lines, it's possible to add some pain medicine to the polyethylene so that the postoperative recovery period is made far more comfortable and the pain medicine gradually escapes from the polyethylene and reduces the pain that the patient experiences. So these are two very promising aspects to watch for in the future.
That's William H. Harris, MD, an orthopedic surgeon and a very, very eminent doctor in the area of hip surgery. He's written the book Vanishing Bone, Conquering a Stealth Disease Caused by Total Hip Replacements. The interview is conducted by the host of our show, Carol Marks, and we'll have the concluding segment when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in a moment.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers. An analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Here's the final segment of our program and the concluding segment of Carol Mark's conversation with William H. Harris, M.D.
Now, I want to ask you how you've been able to balance your two roles as an orthopedic surgeon and a clinician researcher, because I also read in your book that there's a shortage of clinician researchers and they're needed badly. So any idea why there is a shortage and how have you been able to manage both careers?
Yes, to me, the joy, the excitement, the pleasure of serving both as a physician and surgeon. I love taking care of patients, and I love the work in the operating room. But when things didn't work out, I was right there and could see the tissues and decide what hadn't worked well. I could then take that problem into my laboratory and work on ways to solve the problem. And that makes a very exciting combination of being a doctor, being a surgeon, and being an investigator. The difficulty is that both of these occupations are really demanding and are really full-time jobs. Most people settle on one or the other and say, I'm going to be a physician or a surgeon, or I'm going to be a scientist. But there are a small number of people who enjoy very much doing both. There's some distinct advantages to doing both, but in the aggregate, most people make a decision one way or the other. I think we need to have more people who try to straddle these two human endeavors because there are some special advantages of doing it that way. But the pressures of contemporary society, that is to say, the time demands on physicians and the time demands on surgeons, makes it difficult to straddle those two.
I also want to mention, Dr. Harris, one other important accomplishment that you did in dealing with hips, and that was that you developed the Harris Hip Score. And what does it do? Because I think that was a wonderful invention.
This was very important, and what it enabled us to do was to quantify the overall status of a patient in terms of their hip function. In other words, how much pain did they have, how far could they walk, did they need a cane or crutches, and how much did the disease in the hip interfere with their lives. The reason that's important is we can now quantify and say, okay, this is the status of this patient before the operation. This is the status after the operation. How much were they improved? And what was it like when we quantified it 5 years later and 10 years later? In the world of science, being able to quantify is crucial to understanding whether or not you're making progress in eliminating disease or eliminating a problem. And the Harris Hip Score is widely used throughout the world by hip surgeons to assess the quality of their work.
William H. Harris, M.D., orthopedic surgeon, founder and director emeritus of the Massachusetts General Hospital Harris Orthopedics Laboratory. He wrote the book Vanishing Bone, Conquering a Stealth Disease Caused by Total Hip Replacements. The interview is conducted by the host of our program, Carol Marks. And that about does it for this installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Thank you, Dwayne Doobie Jr., our producer on the front line, Carol Marks, our host and founder, all our affiliates across the country. And on behalf of the entire team, I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, inviting you to join us here next weekend for another installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.